Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wondery's new podcast, This Job is History, is hosted by Chris Parnell from Saturday Night Live and Rick and Morty. Steeped in factual history, this brilliantly funny podcast delves into quirky and absurd jobs from the past. Clock in and listen to This Job is History on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bros. I'm Ronnie, that's Ben over there. Hello, little Benuni Tune.
Hi, Ronnie, how are you?
Good, I'm just petting my dog's butt. What's going on over there today?
You know, it's just another non-dog petting day for me. Ready to talk some Below Deck season finale. That's what's going on over here. And then after that, going off to Denver.
We sure are. Oh my God, it's getting to be that time where it's time to travel the world. Well, the country at least. And we get to see you guys and meet you. So excited, okay? One of our favorite places is Denver. We'd love to go there. Always lovely. So we're going to be there on Thursday night, the 23rd. Of March this year month. And then after that, next night, we're going to be in Salt Lake City. We've never been to Salt Lake. We're so excited to go. If you're in Salt Lake City and you're like, I don't know, it's cold. It's always fucking cold. It's Salt Lake City, you asshole. Okay, don't tell me it's too cold. Get your ass to our show. We want to see you there. Denver, we're doing Pump. Salt Lake City is getting the first episode of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Season 3 Thailand, which should be pretty amazing. Also, the first girls trip to feature Salt Lake City cast members. So yeah, be there. And then the next week, the 30th and 31st, we're in Seattle and then San Francisco. We'll announce what we're going to be performing on our Instagram at WhatCrappens. We love you guys. Thanks so much for considering. Thanks so much for showing up. Can't wait to party with you. Also, we do videos. This week we did Real Housewives of Miami as a video, and we're going to do Real Housewives of New Jersey. Those are on our Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, and bonus episodes, etc. Anything you want to say before we get rolling, Benuni, Toony, Bonaloony?
No, I've got nothing else of note to mention, just that I'm excited to see everyone on the road.
All right, let's get into this episode. This episode is titled Captain, Oh My Captain. Now, this worries me because obviously Captain has had a rough couple seasons. He wasn't doing great last season. He came late. Remember, he fell down and he had to leave. And some weirdo. Remember that fucking weirdo guy who took over?
Was that last season? Yeah, I guess it was last season.
And he was like, this is how we're rearranging the furniture. And people
were like, he was like Rumpelstiltskin, like Captain Rumpelstiltskin. He's like, all right, everyone, I'm going to make sure these things are. And he was like sort of weird and everyone didn't know what to do with him. And then he also had an issue like that. That's right. He fell over then. And then the season before, I think he was almost delayed, right? Mm-hmm. Like there was some issue where like Eddie got on the boat. Well, I don't remember, but yes.
That was when Eddie came on the boat and that was when he was delayed. It's the same thing. He fell and so he couldn't come. And so the other guy filled in for him. I think it's the same season. So Eddie came on and had to deal with the other guy. So that was last year. And then this year, the captain had some nerve damage that he had to get taken care of. So he left and Captain Sandy came, which we all know, you know, and at least he gave Norma something to do because God knows she goes everywhere where Sandy goes.
Captain Sandy's fresh on the Bravo gossip this afternoon. I just noticed when I was on my phone and there's a photo of her allegedly hanging out with the Winterhouse cast in Colorado. So how about that? How about that for a crossover?
Oh my gosh, how funny. Wow, Winterhouse is going to be nuts this year. Have you seen all the Winterhouse news? It's like Winterhouse Below Deck style. It's crazy.
I know. Like Riley's going to be on there. They say, I don't know. I mean,
they announced today Katie Flood and Malia. I don't know if those are formal announcements, but they announced, I saw it online today. Katie Flood, Malia, and Riley. She's stunningly gorgeous. My God.
She is.
I mean, of course, I thought she was really pretty on the show. But, man, when these workers get off and, like, put on makeup and stuff, it's like, whoa, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie just, like, a surprising choice because I just feel like, I'm just, like, Katie was fine. She felt a little passive. She used to date Jack, who was Liverpool, right. And she came on, and like she was on the season when Lexi was there, when Lexi was like going off on Malia, and there was that awful chef, and she didn't want to hire another stew because she just didn't want to hire another stew, and then that redheaded girl came on and was like, "I think you should hire me," and she's like, "I'm gonna have to let you go," and it was a whole thing, at the end. Her promise of being what seemed like a really great stew was sort of like, meh. So we'll see how she does on Winter House.
Well, it sounds like a perfect cast member for Winter House, because at least 50% of that cast has to be meh. That's just a rule. So anyway, back to the captain stuff. So that happened last season with Captain, where he had to leave. Then this season, he had his nerve stuff and had to leave. It was kind of announced. I mean, I don't know. When I say announced, I just mean our good friend Sashal Madia tells us.
No, I think it was like an official announcement.
Well, it said Captain wasn't returning. This was his final season. And then I read a tweet earlier today, and it was Captain Lee saying, I'm not retiring, so don't believe all the bullshit that the fake news tells you, or something along those lines. But then I get to this episode, and it's called Captain Oh My Captain. And then they end with like a final episode montage of Captain Lee. And I just...
Yeah.
How sad. And how sad to end it on this ending of it. I mean, do something exciting for him. What a lame fucking way to send Captain Lee out.
I know. No, I think that he is officially not returning. But maybe his tweet was more about like, I'm going to be doing other things, or I might still be sailing boats, but I think he's no longer going to be on Below Deck. And I'm assuming maybe the corporate side of Bravo came out and was like, it's a liability, maybe. I don't know. But this definitely was like a farewell to Captain Lee vibe that was happening, I was surprised at how emotional I got watching it. I was like sort of getting a little choked up.
Yeah, I didn't cry, but I was like, oh, okay. So it's here we go. We get a previously the season. Previously the season, Ross should be fired and never allowed to work in a leadership position again because he's a fucking sexual harasser and no one needs him at work. So take your brown paper bag, crumpled up paper bag ass out of here and fix your face. That's what I say to you, Ross. Okay, you perv.
Yeah. So today's guest, the final guest of the season, are these bodybuilders. And last week, Fraser was all nervous. He's like, they're going to literally kill us. They're going to rip off my fat head from my overweight fat body. God, I'm hideous. Look at me.
And, I can already tell they hate fat people. Hide me. Hide me.
So these bodybuilders come on board. The producers make them look all tough and burly and scary as they come on board. And then they come on. They're like, oh, hi, I'm Jan. I'm Jolene. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm bodybuilder.
Well, at first, you don't really know. I mean, I have to say, because they were a little like, hello, hey, Captain. And even the lady's like, hi, I'm Jamie. And so the captain's like, well, welcome to St. David. I'm going to have chicken legs give you a tour of the boat, all right? Thankfully, there's no lockers for you to push this one into. All right, Mr. Oleander, get to it.
Show them the gym. And Fraser's like, well, here's our teeny tiny gym over here. And one guy's like, I don't think we can get Dex in there. No, Dex can't. Dex, you can't. It's a small gym and Dex is big. What I'm trying to say is there's a size disparity between the room and Dex. And if you look at the visuals, it's a very funny joke. But maybe just think about it.
So Keith is the primary, and he's got like a little mohawk and stuff. I mean, listen, yeah. I think Fraser's right. All the signs point to I'm going to hate you. Okay, he's got like a little blonde mohawk.
Mohawk's
like,
not great.
With frosted tips and like little earrings. And leathery, super leathery. And so then Dexter is the guy they're celebrating because he's been Mr. Olympia, like Olympiad, I don't know, five times or something, which apparently is, you know, a big deal.
He's been it so many times, he almost became a Dukakis.
Wait, say it again.
I said he's been been it so many times. He almost became a Dukakis.
I was thinking of the guy who ran for vice president. I was like, Dukakis? Well,
he ran for president, and he was a Dukakis also, because, you know, he was related to Olympia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're the same family. She spoke. I think she spoke at, like, the Democratic Convention of 1988 to be like, my brother Michael, something like that.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway, Dexter has won that. So he's looking at the primary suite, which is Keith's. And he's like, they get this in their room too, because it's a huge room. And Keith's like, hey, don't give us dirty look, Dex. You can come have snacks with us.
Yeah. So they go on this little tour. And the one guy's like, I feel like I'm on an episode of Fort Valley Kardashians. It's a lot of wordplay, guys, I'm doing here today. Listen, are my jokes just not landing? What's going on? What's going on, guys?
And then the captain, they just keep showing the captain doing little things. Like, at one point, he's like, we're going to get and do this, but hope I don't fuck this one up. And then a little later, they show him going, God damn it, being on this boat and hearing it run and getting to run this boat, it's like waking up on Christmas morning.
Assuming, of course, your gift was dealing with a bunch of idiots all scrambling around you, and you just have to make sure you do everything right, otherwise you die. You know, that's sort of like Christmas, right?
I'm like Santa Claus. I got a whole bag of goddamn plane tickets home, motherfucker. All right, calm down. So then,
it's sort of like Christmas morning, except you go down to your Christmas tree, and one present is sexually harassing another present, so that's weird.
So they go down, and Camille is getting a text from Ben. Ben's like, it's just a couple of days before I see your face. Hair flick emoji, hair flick emoji, hair flick emoji.
I can't wait to kiss that giant novelty lollipop face of yours with the mop hair.
So Fraser is talking to two of the lady guests, and he's doing it in that judgy way that he talks. He's like, so, how long have you two known each other for? And she's like, we met through the fitness industry. And the other one's like, yeah, I've been retired for 4 years. And Fraser's like, oh, have you been? So when does your face retire exactly? I think it's past due. I mean, put a gold watch on that thing and get it out of circulation, won't you?
Can you tell me about this Olympia thing that you guys are so excited about? Like, oh yeah, well, you know, Dexter, he is the most winning bodybuilder in the history of bodybuilding. He's like, actually, like, he literally can actually build bodies. Like, he goes into build a bear and he's like, get, fuck the bears, give me a body. That's what he does. Oh, that's exciting. I can't wait to talk to him and be triggered back to all the childhood trauma I suffered from strong jocks in school.
So then Tony comes up to Dexter. He's so excited to see him. He's like, I'm so honored to have such a legend on the boat. Mr. Olympia, 5 times Arnold Classic, isn't it? And he's like, that's right. He's like, that is so cool, bro. Okay, I just want to show you my morning routine. Hold on. I can't do it because I'm at work, but I just want you to know how it sounds. So hold on. Wait for it. It's like, wow, that was, I believe in you, man. I believe in you.
Yeah, totally unnecessary part. I've actually literally never made those noises once, and I have a body like this, but you do you. You do you.
So then Ben is now calling Camille, because let's face it, Camille's way hotter than Ben, okay? So yeah. He's like way more interested. This is the first time we've seen a guy try harder than a girl on this show. I think in history. So he's calling Camille, and it goes to voicemail, and she's one of those people who just lies on her voice. She's like, hi, it's Camille. I'm not here right now, but please leave me a message and I will be sure to get back to you. Like, fucking liar.
Liar.
Camille's never called anybody back in her life.
Camille is on land now, and the yacht bubble fantasy is over for her. She's already moved on to some cowpoke. You know, she's banging a guy behind Costco. Like, Ben is old news. You know, this is done. So, meanwhile, Katie is getting sidles up to Ross and goes, it looks like it's a great time for you to give me a back massage. He goes, I don't know how strong I'm feeling. He's like, you know, like, when Ross is good, it's amazing. And it's like sad that like the end of our season is coming up and we have to go like our separate ways. But like, I feel like I know who Ross is, which is pretty much like if you took a, like basically a brown paper bag and like rumpled it up and then put like it in a polo shirt, that's him. So like, we're just gonna have like fun and we're just gonna leave it at that. And by leave it at that, I mean, you know, I'll sort of see if maybe we can be exclusive after this.
Yeah, like, I'm just a cool girl. Like, right now, I'm just getting massaged. That's me, cool girl, getting massaged. And he does it for, like, 2 minutes. And he's like, my hands hurt. That's enough.
It's amazing. I thought after this season I had enough, grew a lot of strength with my hands, if you know what I'm saying. But apparently not enough to do a massage.
This love story is hilarious. So then we see Haley at the bar with the couple. She's like, oh, so what do? I masturbate with toothbrushes myself. And Jamie's like, we own a bar, but I run it day to day. And this is what I look like when I compete. She whips out pictures, and she is so muscular, obviously, right? And she's like flexing. And her husband's like, yeah, her husband's Keith. And he's like, yeah, look, babe, and show her that one. And he's like, oh my God, I love how proud of you are as well. It's so sweet seeing a couple like that. You know, it's like the first time my boyfriend picked my ass for me when it's hot and sweaty. Hey, you find Jaws and you know it, don't you?
Oh, I miss Jaws. So then meanwhile, Ben gets a text from Dumbface, what's her face, Camille. And it says, you're really getting the best of me because I don't text people. Which is her way of saying, hey, I want to reframe the degree of our communication. I want to sort of like change the expectations that you have of how frequently I'm going to respond to you. So I'm just going to lie and say I don't text people, which I'm sure if we go back, we've seen her probably texting all throughout the season. So he picks up on that right away. And he's like, immediately my heart sinks. No, not because I've realized I've fallen in love with a total idiot. It's because I realize that maybe she's not going to text me when I go to Australia.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, what's going to happen when I'm back in Australia? And she says, I don't really have the mental capacity for that conversation right now. Unflick my hair.
To be fair, she doesn't have a lot of mental capacity in general. So I think that's like, he might not have to read too much into that.
Well, okay, a couple things. She doesn't text, but he also called her and she didn't take his call. So there's that. Another thing, you've known her for 5 minutes, so I don't know what this, we're in a relationship and you're in Australia and now Camille's supposed to be texting you back every day. Like, you're getting to be a little bit stalkery, okay, sir? I know you've got two women after you, but I have a feeling it won't be too long before the cops are after you. You're scaring me. You're scaring
and
me, sir.
Furthermore, I mean, it's Camille. I mean, really, she's awful. Move on. Yeah. So then we cut to Lee going, damn, this is some well-stacked shit. As he walks through the pantry, he's like, well, I'm taking one last gasp on this boat, so I might as well appreciate everything on it. Love the way those cans are organized. Good job.
They just keep cutting to the captain saying something positive. It's so funny. So now Haley is talking to Fraser, and he's like, guys, is this even a charter? What's going on? They're the nicest people I've ever met in my life. And Leanne is like, would you like some ice? And the guy's like, no, don't worry about it. I can drink it straight out of a can.
Fraser's like, I don't even know what to do with them. Look at that, drinking straight out of the can. First impressions, completely wrong. They're lovely. They're kind. We're not used to that. It's crazy. I mean, we've been through so much. We just really needed this trip with these wonderful people to end the season for sure. They haven't noticed how fat I am yet, have they?
So I love that we get the shitty guest montage and they keep showing that lady going, food, food.
Always.
Love. Food.
Oh yeah, and that one too.
So then lunch, let's see, the slide goes out. Dexter does not like the wings. He's like, these wings are dry. Okay. And so Haley passes that on. She's like, I don't know, dried wings are, it's not really super yacht status, is it? I think Rachel's quite given up, hadn't she? So she goes to Fraser and tells him. And then Fraser is like, that's painful to hear, isn't it? At the same time, I'd rather someone else is fucking up and not me. So there's that. Did they call the wings fat? Please tell me.
So Rachel's like, oh, that sucks. I mean, I don't fucking care, but my job sucks now at this point, and I'm tired, I'm fed up. And this bitch has been doing it for almost 17 years, so I'm getting really tired of the whole hoopla. Plus, I got Austin Kroll texting me now. Really, what is my life? This something's got to change.
And then she starts like fighting a machine with a spatula, being wacky Rachel. So Katie and Ben. Katie's like, so what did you do last night after I went to bed? And he's like, oh, chatted with Leanne. Poor thing. She's just beside herself. I mean, here she's got this hunk of a man staring right at her and unable to act. I mean, this guy's so fucking ridiculous.
I know, seriously. So he's like, yeah, well, I don't think so. I mean, you have a connection with someone, and then she finally gets to meet you, and you're like, not available, you know? And he starts telling her about all the exchange he had with Camille and how he's starting to see red flags. And he's like, there's something in the back of my mind that's not okay with what Camille said. And having my heart broken 3 times before, that to me is just a bit of a red flag. I mean, here I thought, hey, just lower your standards extremely low, and you won't get your heart broken anymore. But once again, setting myself up for sadness.
And he does that like, I'm a hot guy with feelings, and I show those feelings by flicking my hair and making this noise. Oh, oh. You notice that? He's like, and then she said, oh, don't text. Oh, oh. Like, what are you, a bird? What is that noise? I've noticed him do it before, but today was really noticeable.
I haven't noticed that.
He was really laying it on thick today with like, poor me, poor me.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Comment.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like, what is the meaning of life? I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So then the guests are out on the deck and they're like looking at the pitons. And one of them is like, is that one of the pitons? And then Terry says, I think it's a pecan. And then Jolene goes, it's not a pecan. He goes, yeah, well, it might be a walnut too. See, the joke is it sounds like pecan. That's a nut. You see what the joke I'm trying to say is? Because I feel like I'm really striking out with you guys today.
So, water toys. Captain calls Fraser up and asks what's for dinner because he's going to be eating with them. And Fraser's like, meat. And also, they want a bodybuilding competition with us. And the captain's like, ah, they haven't seen my goddamn butt. Let me tell you, my butt looks good. Tell you that much. But there's only so much lipstick you can put on this pig, kid.
Oh, you need me to put some lipstick on you. Now get out of here, Haley. So now the guests are just playing around. They're swimming. They've got to go down the slide and everything. And there's this moment where there's a gust of wind and like the inflatable trampoline sort of like rises up and it's like just part of like a montage and it's all lighthearted. And I was like, this is so below deck because they have been teasing that trampoline moment since the very first trailer when it's like the serious part where they're playing like the blah music, like this season, everything goes wrong. Blah, a trampoline goes flying. So you think there's like some horrific white squall that's going to tip the boat over and is evidenced by this trampoline flying through the air. And then when we actually see the show, it's just like, oh, well, look at that trampoline. Got to lock it down because it might blow away. Ah, God, I love a trampoline.
So Rachel, Tyler, and Fraser are talking. And so Rachel's like, so your parents have no idea at all about what a homo you are? Come on, it's your storyline. Let's talk about a finale. Doot, doot. And he's like, well, I haven't told them yet. I'm really worried about it. And so Rachel asks Fraser how he did it. And he's like, well, I was in the car with my mother. And this awful news story comes on about this guy who'd murdered several people. And she took that opportunity to say, you know, Fraser, if you ever kill 7 people, I'll still love you. And I was like, mother. And Tyler goes, that's fucked up.
It's like, mother, if that's your route of going to talk about my sexuality, isn't it? That's your route. So I said, what is so what if I'm fucking gay? And she said that, she said it's absolutely all right. And I said, I still love you. I said, doesn't mean I'm going to murder someone. Ridiculous. And then she said, I'd actually rather you actually murder someone than be gay. And I said, well, mother, you're a hideous wench. And she said, well, you're like a fat clod. And then we hugged and everything's been fine ever since.
Mm. So then, Ben and Tony are talking, and Ben's like, so this is the first time you got into your ring, eh? Hair flick. And Tony's like, I just came to learn, bro, but life experiences and all that, but I like it. And, I mean, that's it. They both tell each other, Wakata.
Wakata, which is their thing, apparently. So now everyone's getting ready for dinner and everything, and Ben's doing a little workout. And then Ross and Katie are together, and Ross is like, growing up in my family, my father and mother loved traveling. We would go on holidays where we didn't even know where we were going to, and we'd always go to the airport with our bags and choose at the airport. I mean, nothing was funnier than when my father said, hey, I'll go to America and you all go to Germany and I'll see you sometime in the future. And then my mom said, that's funny. We'll go to America with you. And my dad said, okay, how about I go to Germany and you go to America? And my mom said, fine, then we'll go to Germany. You can't get rid of us. And we all laughed and laughed and laughed. And my dad sort of cried a little bit. And we all went to Germany. It was a great family vacation.
Yeah, he tells the story like, oh my God, my family's so wacky. We just show up at the airport with bags and choose where we're going. Poor thing. I was like, that's the set. Like, what if you pack for, you know, Alaska and you end up in Hawaii or some shit? This is just bad planning. And I can kind of see his lost ass just like wandering around trying to find someone who will tell him like when you need to wear a coat or not. You know, simple parenting skills are underrated. Okay. This is what happens when you act like that as a parent. Ross.
That's a family that stayed in a lot of shitty hotels. I'll tell you that right now.
That is a shitty vacation family. That is a family you do not want to go on vacation with.
That was before the internet, okay? So that meant that they were driving up to hotels and being like, hey, we decided to come here to Chad on a whim. Do you have any space for us? It's like, no, because it's the day of. Like, you know, they just had to get like whatever they could get. That was some rough traveling.
Yeah, geez. So, and then boom, commune, you're getting fucked by 50 people at one time, you know? So then Tyler and Haley are talking back to them. And Tyler's like, so Haley, what do you think if I call my mom tomorrow? It's the last chance to get it on camera. And she's like, oh, sure, it's a big deal. All right, yeah, like, I know you're saying your mom's religious, but some of the most fuckable people are. You know, just stand up for yourself and just know she's not happy about it. And she might not be. Just remember it's not forever because soon she'll be dead and she'll need you to stick a feeding tube in her. And if you don't do it, she'll be dead by morning. All right. Reminder of that.
Wait a second. Are we still talking about this? I thought you called your mom at least 4 episodes ago. You still haven't done it yet, have you? I swear I've given this pep talk at least 5 times already.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you're 10 times gayer now than you were then. All right. Just be sure to remind her of that.
All right. At this point, just send her a VHS of Steel Magnolias and let that do the rest. So, Tyler, yeah. So now the guests are showing up at the dinner table. And Captain Lee's like, sorry, I'm tardy, but it seems as though I don't remember how to tie a bow tie as well as I thought I did. Should I tell them that I dilly-dallied looking at the pantry and how well it was stocked? God, that's a good pantry.
So Rachel's like, my ship meter is in the red. I just have to not sink to the bottom like an anchor. Oh, God. All right, everybody. I'm making you Chilean sea bass, pasta made with squid ink, and homemade pappardelle. You're serving workout people pasta and pasta? The fuck is going on over here? And how are they not furious?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. Dex is, he probably has not eaten a carb in 45 years. This is like this is his coming out. This is his liberation story. Okay. He finally gets that pasta again. Good for him.
Okay. I'll go with that.
justice for Dex.
You know, I've got pride in pasta, so I'd love to see anybody enjoy it, but I just thought, my God, this has got to be hurtful for them. They're not going to be able to poop. You can't just suddenly eat pasta after not eating pasta for a long time.
Dexter has spent the past 300 years eating foods with strange chemical names like Muscle Tech and like body tech and body flex and gore-trition or something. Like, that's all he eats, just strange supplements. Okay, he's just happy to have some DeChico in his body or whatever it's called, DeChucky.
So let's see. So the captain, dude, you're. I'm like, I hear nothing that you're saying right now.
Baba Borelli.
Yeah. So the captain's like, "Oh, well, guys, I've been a gym rat my whole life, and I'm a believer. Well, that too, but I'm a believer that every day I spend in the gym is one day less that I'll have to spend in a hospital." And Jamie is like, "That's right." It's like, wow, yeah, you sound like the picture of health over there. Yeah. Like, I know you work out, but do you smoke 37 packs of cigarettes a day too? What the hell? I mean, if I drove over your voice, I would get chip marks on my car.
And then Dexter goes, "I wish all elders thought like you." Well, okay, thanks for making me seem like a decrepit old man there. I'm still the one driving this yacht, mister. Okay, elders, my ass.
Elder, got it. Goddamn youth plane ticket, motherfucker. So they love the fish. Then the pasta's plated. Then she does a pappardelle, and it's so funny because she's like, "All right, send this dish up." So they take it, and then she starts making the pasta. I'm like, "What the hell?"
I know.
And they make it look like she's going to have another time issue today, because in the previously, yeah. Like, oh my God, Rachel can't stay on time. And then they show her just like taking out the dough, rolling it out, putting it through the pasta machine. I was like, wow, she's going to get in big trouble in this final episode. Because remember last week I was telling you, there seemed to have been some sort of a drama because Fraser's made all these comments like, "Oh, Rachel's a monster. Just you wait till you see what happens this season." Nothing's happened. So
maybe they re-edited it. Maybe they just sort of edited out the drama to sort of focus on like a Rachel and a Captain Lee send-off. It sort of seemed like it was both the end for them.
Maybe, but, or maybe she, when all that stuff went down with Bravo, because she went like rogue and she was sending out all those tweets against Austin Kroll, like, "Fuck this and fuck you, Bravo. I don't get it." And then she posted like a email that one of the interns or one of the people who work at Bravo, I say interns, I don't know, said like, "Hey, we don't like our talent talking to each other like this publicly." And she's like, "Oh yeah, I'll post that on the internet too. Fuck you, bitch." So yeah. I don't know if she threatened to sue them and they cut a bunch of her stuff out because it made her look bad or what. But I want to know. If anybody knows, let me know.
Yeah. So then, but she does make a very beautiful chocolate cake, which honestly, after Below Deck Med and all those mirror glazes, I was like, now this is the cake. So then Fraser brings it in and goes, "A huge congratulations to Dexter for being a professional caveman, picking things up and putting them down until his body becomes a giant boulder. Congratulations on retiring. Here's some carbs."
Fraser tells everybody to change into something bodybuilder-esque for their big show. And then he's like, "Oh, it's big buns and guns. No guns here, but a hell of a lot of buns going on down there."
Yeah.
Sweaty ass, cracky, hot, heatful buns. That's what I'm gonna get them.
So then they all come out and they're sort of doing their they're like posing like they're in a like in a bodybuilding show, and they're all joking. But of course, Tony takes it very seriously, and he does this thing where he brings out push-up bars, and then he's like, the moment he's been waiting for is doing all these fancy, sort of like gymnastic-esque movements that we've been watching him do, which no one does at a bodybuilding show. So he's just doing it. And the cruelest part of all is that they don't even give him like a sympathy first place. He's clearly the person who works out the most. He's the one person on the boat who actually recognized Dexter. He's the one who was so excited to show off his fitness techniques. And then they're like, "Tony, you in second place. We're giving first place to the sad Bryan Cranston-esque person there who we're just going to..."
Who looks like just came on all of our faces on accident. Sorry. Fully masturbated 26 times today, actually.
Looks like a paper lantern that just got wet.
So this chick, Leanne, is so sad. I feel so bad for her. So before the show, they're getting ready, and she's like putting oil on Ben's chest. And she's like, "Oh, oh, oh." He's like, "Yeah, can't wait to go to the DL with Camille." Like, oh God, Leanne, have some self-respect. Come on.
You know, oddly enough, I didn't feel like it was a lack of self-respect. I felt like she was like, you know what? Fuck this guy. We've been We've been sexting for a year and we're finally in the same place. I am not backing down. I'm going to do this. I don't care. I felt like she just was horny and just was like, I'm sealing this deal.
Well, it's pretty confident because she really didn't. And then, yeah. I don't know. Look, if I'm flirting with somebody and they're like, I'm into someone else, I'm not going to be like, yeah, but let me put oil on your chest and ooh and all over you. I'd be like, fuck you. Go fuck him then. See how that works out for you. Loser.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it both ways. I do. There was a part of me that's also like, yeah, as soon as she saw that he was like not paying her any mind, that she should have been like, you know what, fuck this guy. I'll find someone better. But then there's also a part of me that's like, well, but who else did she really have to choose from? Why not just go for it, you know?
That's what I say. Sad horns. So let's see. So Ben and Leanne are talking after the show, and she's like, you're a mess. And he's like, yeah, well, it's nice having you around. She goes, well, it's a bit frustrating because I wouldn't mind exploring other things. And he's like, well, I really had a good time with Camille. But I said, what about the trip? And she said, well, I'm not ready for that. Or what about after the trip? And she said, well, I'm not ready for that convo. And that's a red flag. A red flag. She goes, it is a red flag. And he's like, it's time for bed now.
He goes, yeah. And she touches, she sort of like clasps his Apple Watch. Like, this chill can't is flirting. So now it's the next morning. And Ross tells Captain Lee that Katie's going to haul anchor this morning, which is exciting for her, I guess. He's like, sounds good to me. I mean, it's going to be hard to top the high of seeing that very well-organized pantry, but she can certainly try.
Everyone's like, wow, Katie, we're so proud of you. And she's like, I'm dating this anchor. I'm pretty sure we're going to get married. So then Haley and Fraser are talking. And Haley goes, hey, you know the guests? They're lovely, aren't they? And he goes, I will never again judge a book by its cover. They're wonderful human beings. Unless, of course, it's my autobiography, in which my judgment is fat, 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 fat from Penguin Books.
I will never judge a book by its cover again. However, I will use it to masturbate with.
I will fuck a book by its cover. So now Rachel, who is just the biggest instigator, is serving French toast and pancakes to bodybuilders. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's true. It is pretty passive aggressive. And she's just talking to herself. She's like, I'm just ready to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to get this shit out. And Fraser just goes, okay, but Rachel's having one last time at being a fucking bitch in the galley. Oh yeah, we'll eat my cooter.
So they love their breakfast because who wouldn't? It's French toast and fucking pancakes and fried potatoes. I was like, what the hell? Okay. I want some of this food. I'm very bitter today seeing all of this food. Yeah. I'm trying not to eat it, if you can't tell. So the captain's like, Ross, let's get out of here, buddy. So Katie pulls the anchor and she's like, when I first came to St. David, I literally never expected to be calling the anchor because, like, I definitely see myself in the future being a bosun on, like, a 200-footer. Like, well, it's not how we do it in Miami, you know. Like, people say I'm bossy, but, like, it's determination to get the job done because that's what Miami bitches do in Miami.
Yeah, well, good job, Katie. Congrats on putting your hand on a thing and rotating it a bunch of times until a chain came up. Congratulations. So now they're going into the port. So Captain Lee's like, you know, when you come into the deck, it's a bittersweet moment. It's like your last dock and you don't want to fuck it up. You want to breathe in all the sea air. You want to take in the sights. You want to feel the majesty of the ocean. God damn it, what's that small boat doing there? Get out of my poet.
You want to look good. You want your crew to look good. You want to have buns. You want to have guns. Get the fuck out of there, motherfucker moron. Plane ticket. Plane ticket.
I'm trying to be poetic over here in this goddamn small boat's getting in the way. A little dinghy in the middle of my reflective moment.
So now it's windy because, of course, it's like every charter on this one. And so every time they're just giving Captain time to just do Captain Lee things, right? He's like, well, now it's up to me. I got a crew that's got their job. And they do their job, and then I gotta do my job. There's a windy one. And you know somewhere, Captain Sandy's pointing at a screen going, wind! Oh, no, wind! Should I send a tender in?
So Ben has to throw the line over to the boat, to the deck. And he misses, which is, of course, the most horrifying, embarrassing, terrible thing you can do in yachting is not get the line to the dock. So there's a bunch of like, God damn it. And that first throw was as useful as a screen door on a submarine. Okay. All right. Someone tell Camille to stop trying to install a screen door on a submarine, wherever she is. Thank you.
So when they make it, of course, they're fine. So Keith is tipping them, and he's like, Captain Lee, I would say we, listen here, everybody. We came from a place of working our tails off to get somewhere in life, and we see that work ethic in you guys. You are a frosted tips and a mohawk away from being something. Hope this will let you be freer, fuckers. And he gives them an envelope full of beef jerky. Very sweet. Very sweet after, moment.
After 20 years of nothing but dedication and self-discipline, we want to thank Chef Rachel for finally knocking us off the wagon. Wow. Sugar.
I know.
What a strange thing to have.
Dexter walks off literally snorting a baguette. They're like, Dexter, get that baguette out of your nose. He's like, I can't help it. This is amazing.
So Leanne calls her brother, and she's like, well, I really like this one guy, and he's so in love with this other chick, and so I just got to be better. I just got to be friends with him, I guess. I mean, Ben's chick got fired, and her brother's like, so she's not even there? Like, go for it. All right, well, I guess I'll just go balls to the wall and pray for my sake then.
So then the captain has tip meeting. Sky Lounge ASAP. So he's like, really, really cohesive unit. Meant the world to me, guys. Makes my life a lot easier. And when I'm happy, everyone's happy. You guys are a great group. Together, this season, you have made $223,000, and God damn it!
You know, this crew is truly exceptional. And you don't walk away with nearly $250,000 because they like the way you put your socks on this morning. Although I do have to say, Mr. Olander, your socks are doing great work. So an extra dollar for you from me. So make that $222,301. Congratulations, crew.
Although, from what I've seen from other shows on the Bravo Network, you can make much more than $250,000 taking off your socks in the morning. Goddamn fuckers. All right, get out of here. Have fun. Don't embarrass yourself and don't embarrass the boat.
And what I mean by that is everyone better put their socks on the way Mr. Olander has. Otherwise, you're going to be mortifying.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So it's Tyler's big moment to come out on TV. So he calls his mom and she's like, hello, how you doing on? And he's like, well, there's maybe a few things we have to discuss, mom. She goes, I'm at Granny's. And he's like, oh, hello, Granny. Hello.
All right, I won't do this at Granny's. It's funny how you always seem to be at Granny's during these important moments of my life. Yes, dear, well, that's just what happens. Anyway, I love you. Love you so much as long as you keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
Yeah. I'll always love you straight, son. Talk to you soon.
So thanks for that copy of Steel Magnolias, by the way. I've been using it as a ashtray. But thanks. Have a good day, son.
So he's like, well, she did say she'll be okay with whatever. So this is good news, isn't it? So he's all excited. And now he's changing like 3 times to go out because now he's almost all the way out of the closet. So he has to look really, really good.
You know, yeah. He's
like, I will change shirts 3 times.
Mm-hmm. So they're all getting ready. And Fraser's telling Ben that he thinks that Ben is so much more compatible with Leanne than Camille. And Ben's like, oh, I think that you might be right. But she hasn't said anything about my hair yet. Oh, man, that's too bad. So they all get into vans. And they're just they go to a restaurant. And Katie's like, oh, my God, this is awesome. Oh, my God. Remember how awesome we were how awesome this was at first? Like, oh, my God, guys. Like, oh, my God, it's awesome. It's like Miami. It's awesome.
So Ben and Leanne are all over each other in the van. And Haley's like, so you fought in the wind? Are you going to have sex tonight? Or both? You fought in the wind while you're having sex? That's hard, actually. Then they get to a beautiful restaurant. And Katie's like, oh, my God, guys. Remember how we were, like, all so awkward at first? God, it was crazy. Now look at us.
And Tyler's like, guess what, Haley? I called my mom. And I knocked on the closet door to see if I could come out. And she said, no, grandma's still changing in her bedroom, so you have to stay there a little bit longer. So I feel like it's really good. I feel like I'm getting to where I need to be.
So then Leanne and Ben go to the balcony to, like, do the hanging all over each other thing. Like, I want you, but I can't. But I want you, but I can't. They're doing that whole thing. And he's doing that thing where he looks deeply into her eyes. And he's like, hey, you, what's up? And she's like, it's nice to see you open up a little. And he says, it's hard to hear my own voice on my own. Oh, my God. Who cast this fucking guy? What?
I know.
It's hard to hear my own voice on my own. Throw him overboard. You're better than this.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was all about. But basically, they kiss. And Leanne, she's like, there was a long time coming. I will say it does feel good. There was a long time coming. And then meanwhile, Katie is turning to Ross. She goes, are you going to sleep with me tonight? Like, that'd be like awesome. Like Miami style. And it's like, you know, I want you, for the evening. That is, I just want to clarify, just for the evening and nothing else. Never want to see you after this. Thank you.
And someone's like, let's move straight to anal. So then Haley is teasing Leanne. She's like, you're going to have sex tonight. You're going to have sex tonight. Oh, my God, just sat on a cake. It was actually hot.
So they all go back to the boat, and they're just, like, drunk. And Ross and Katie are making out on, like, a sofa. And Leanne and Ben are sitting in a hot tub, like, waiting for everyone to join. And Haley and Tyler are fighting with, like, a balloon in the hallway. And Haley's like, the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you to give me a toothbrush. I'm real horny tonight. Can't make it one more night. Sorry.
So now we see, like, Haley and Tyler having fun, and then Ross and Katie making out, and then it just cuts to Ben and Leanne all awkward in the hot tub. I think Leanne had a Caesar salad for dinner because Ben had one makeout, and now suddenly he's totally turned off. Like,
yeah,
he will not. She's thinks this is the most romantic thing, and he's like, no. Yeah, and so she tries to kiss him, but he won't. He, like, pulls he's back.
Not. He's not feeling it. And meanwhile, but they do go into, like, the guest room for the evening or the master. But then, and Ross and Katie, if I got this correct, it looked like Tyler was passed out naked face down on the bottom bunk. And then Ross and Katie were on the top bunk having sex and having so much sex that one of their cell phones fell off the top bunk. On, like, then it, like, bounced off of Tyler and he didn't even wake up.
Yeah, pretty much. So then Ben and Leanne go downstairs into one of the guest cabins, like you said, and he's like, part of me is like, live in the moment, what could happen? And then she goes, are you confused? And he just says, and then they start making out, and we hear them making out, but then we find out Ben did the thing that's even worse than using you for sex. He used you for emotional bullshit. Like, just yeah. To sit there and listen to him cry. Like, he didn't even want to pay for therapy. He just wanted someone to tell him he's gorgeous while he cries about somebody else. Oh, my God. The worst.
Yeah, it's that's a bummer. And apparently they just cuddled all night. That's the only thing that they did. And Ben's like, oh, I didn't have sex with her because, you know, Camille has my heart. My heart lies somewhere else. I'm like, your heart is lying at the bottom of a slushie in a 7-Eleven. That's where your heart is right now.
So Haley sees Leanne. She's like, did you shag Ben? She's like, no. She goes, oh, for fuck's sake. My God.
Can't anyone finish the storyline for this season? I mean, Tyler can't even come out of the closet properly, and you're not even fucking Ben. Can someone do something, please?
I mean, Jesus, Fraser's even leaving still fat, you know? I haven't even changed that one around. So Katie's like, oh, my God, Fraser, this is so fucking sad. And Rachel's just really pissed, going, I'm done. I'm going to go home right now. And so then we cut to Ross and Tony. It's a super weird ending because normally people are like, love you, I love you so much. And everyone here is so awkward with each other.
They just kind of leave. Feels like a lot of them don't even say goodbye to Captain Lee. And Tony's like, I was like very challenged during the entire season. And I'm really proud of myself because I learned to get myself out of my own cocoon. Specifically, I'd get out of it around 4:30 in the morning to work out. And I learned to let myself go a little bit more. Tony, are you perhaps well rested finally? No, I'm still pretty tired. God damn it. Not a single storyline resolved.
So Leanne calls Ben over, and they're just in, like, the bar area, but she, like, motions him over. And she tells us, I thought behind the door he would be different. He did feed me back kissing and flirting. And he goes, so, why did you pull me away? It's like, you weren't doing anything, Ben, Jesus. And she's like, well, I just want to know where you're at. Still trying to claw for any last semblance of something, you know? It's just...
Yeah, at this point, she needs to give it up. At this point, like,
I can see how he's leading her on, you know, because he did just stare into her eyes all night and get some pets, you know? So he's like, well, I really like you, but I want to see what's going on with Camille. That's just where my heart is. It's the hottest girl I'm ever going to get again. You've got to let me run.
Yeah, this was a very Love Island moment. Like, I'm sorry, but my head's just not turned. It's like, I had to make out with you to see where my heart really was. And it was a test. And I realized I just love her so much more. So unfortunately, strange lady who sort of looks like, perhaps like an elongated young Helen Hunt. Unfortunately, this won't go on.
I'm sorry, but the first moment I have sex with that woman, my stock goes up with all other women when I show them my ex. So, gotta go.
She was on American Idol, so it's hard to turn that down.
So she's like, well, thanks for the evening and good chat. I'm like, oh, God, stop. Just stop. Just somebody, please stop this woman. She's just hurting herself, you know. So then Leanne is just sent away. They're like, bye. You lose. Bye, Leanne. And so she tells us, going from here, I just want to go have some fun and spend some time with me brothers and get back to reality, being a chief stew. Yay.
And then Tyler, he's next. He's like, well, I definitely wish I was on this boat a little bit longer. I mean, I was granted on here for about 2 or 3 weeks, but I did spend about 85% of that time in a little room that they locked me up in and brought me out only to see if I would come out to my parents yet. So I think hopefully next time I get to see some daylight.
Yeah. He goes, I can't wait to see my mom and dad. There will be tears shed. I was like, wow, geez. So then Haley and Fraser, they're holding hands, and Fraser's like, you have been my absolute rock this season, and you are a phenomenal human being. Would you like to smell my farts? Put your finger in my butt crack. Just do it this one time. You'll never forget it.
Actually, instead, I got you another creepy cake, and this time it's just your vagina with some fondant legs coming out of it.
So she tells us, I've accomplished something I didn't even know that I could do. I worked my ass off and I didn't complain.
She's like, the first thing I'm going to do when I get home is I'm going to lay all my tip money on my bed, strip off naked, and then have lots and lots of sex with my boyfriend, indecent proposal style. Sorry, Dad.
Too late. So then Ben's like, what's next for me? Flick hair, hair flick, hair flick. 10 days with Camille in the Dominican Republic. Oh. I'm falling for Camille, head over heels. Oh, God, it's so embarrassing. Oh, ho. Oh, ho, ho.
Head of gorgeous hair over heels. So he leaves, thank God.
I wonder if they actually went to the DR if she stood him up.
I feel like they went and it was like maybe fine. They probably had sex. And then it was like, okay, see you later. So then Katie goes, I would sum up my experience as one hell of a ride. And like, I loved every second of it. And like, in a perfect absolute world, I could see myself pursuing something with Ross. But I see the fuckboy side of him. And he doesn't have the commitment to being a good boyfriend. And it is what it is. We had fun, you know? Yeah. I'm going to try to be exclusive with them. Yeah, we're going to try and make this happen. Yeah, I'm going to call them a few times.
Miami hot girl out. So then Captain and Ross, he's like, your leadership was quite remarkable. I mean, that little tent that you have is like a guiding beacon. Oh, yes, my boner left me, led me all over this boat. And it got things done, Captain. Good job. He's like, so what's next for you? Whorehouse in Lauderdale.
I have to say, I know people use fleshlights, but you're the first one I've met who actually seems to have turned his face into a fleshlight. Wow, what's going on there with all those creases? You better get into some shade, sir.
So then Rachel and Fraser are last, and she's like, you're only going to get stronger and better. I love you, Fraser. It's like, what happened with these two? I need to know what happened between them.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, this is definitely not one of my most successful seasons, and it's no longer fun anymore. Yes, this is my life passion, but at the same time, I am too old for this shit, so come find me in a bar where I'll be singing my signature song, Titties!
So the captain's like, I'm going to miss you, kid. She's like, thanks for coming back to me. So she's basically like, I'm fucking out of here. You know, yeah. I'm done with this shit. So then now it's Fraser. Fraser's turn to say goodbye, and he's like, I hope I've made you proud. That's all I've ever wanted, Captain.
Well, Mr. Olander, I know you had to dig deep a couple of times, and I know you had big shoes to fill, and you did so admirably. And are you saying that my feet are fat? No. I'm just, it's an expression. I just want to make sure. No, it's an expression. I'd actually like it if you told me my feet are fat. Fine, you got fat feet. I knew it.
Yeah, well, you know, he stepped it up and knocked it out like a pint glass on an Irishman's nightstand, that guy. So Fraser's like, I've come quite far, and we got really, really good happy ending in the end. Wink. Not anyone on board, though. It's like, yes, Fraser, went out and got some. Love to hear it. It's hard being gay on these shows, you know? I'm glad he went and got some local, but...
Yeah, and so then he leaves, and then we now launch into, like, the Captain Lee reflecting on 10 seasons of Below Deck, which is, we see all these flashbacks. We see, like, the first time Kate comes on the boat. We see their, like, memories of their wonderful relationship and all, and we see Rocky diving off the boat. I was hoping that they would show that crazy lady, Dolores, you know, like, getting kicked off the boat and things like that, but we see it all, and he's like, I made a promise that I would come back, and it's a promise I goddamn delivered, and I want people to look at the job I've done and go, and the bar that I've set high and kept high, and goddamn what a ride. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but the ocean's always going to be a part of me, and I still got the best goddamn job in the world. Now, who left those windows salty? God, someone get back here. Those are salty windows. Come on.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck.
I know.
Wow, sad end of the era.
I know, sad.
Well, congrats, sad. Captain Lee, buddy.
Yeah, congrats on a great 10-year. What a great guy. He's lovely. We've had the...
Well, it's a 9-year. He wasn't the captain the first year, I don't think. Sorry.
No, he was.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. He was. But, yeah, great.
Was he?
Was he? Was he now? But he, we've had the distinct honor of meeting Captain Lee, and he is a stand-up gent. So happy for him! Congrats!
Yeah, he was the first one. I had to look it up. I didn't even believe you. I thought it was somebody else the first season. Wow!
No, he was the first one. It was Kate wasn't on the first season. We had.
Oh wow! God, it's been so Adrian. Long. I didn't even remember the first goddamn season.
And Below Deck Med was not the. That was Mark. Mark,
yeah, was that odd captain. Like Munster's dad.
Yeah, R.I.P. Mark.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being here with us this season. God, sure loved it. Below Deck Sailing is coming back in April, so we'll be here for that. It looks like 2 weeks or so, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be another wild one.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for being with us. We sure love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no Trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.